Hey guys, Katsu from Vox Arcana here. I just want to extend to our listeners a heartfelt apology because Gigabyte and I have talked a couple of times off air about the fact that because of our real life jobs and our real life commitments that we have maybe been putting out like a C minus, maybe C plus level product, with a lot more goofing and a lot less paying attention to what the point of our podcast is. So, I am putting this at the beginning of episode 24, with the hope that we're gonna put it out simply to make sure that we've put out our episode 24, what we decided was our episode 24. And we're going to be putting in, we've got a little bit of time to refocus and to push forward with what we're going to do starting on episode 25 and going on from there. Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Also, we are going to be, we mentioned it in the podcast, but we're going to have a number of contests coming up soon. So definitely keep an eye on that. Keep an eye on voxarcona.com and facebook.com/voxarcona and at voxarcona at voxarcona on Twitter. And we will see you on the flip side. It's a relatively quick episode. If you want to skip it, honestly, it's not to the quality that we would like it, but we're putting out the episode because that's what we recorded. So, if you feel like skipping it, go ahead and do so. We won't take any offense by it, but we hope you listen to it. We hope you get some information out of it, and we will see you at episode. We will see you episode 25 in like 2 days. All right, talk to you later. Bye.
Attention, Crusaders! You are now listening to Vox Arcana, a production of Holosuite Media. By the will of the immortal Emperor of Mankind, it has been decreed that the following broadcast of Vox Arcana may not be suitable for all ages. The views expressed on this Voxcast are solely those of the individual providing them and do not represent the opinion of this station, website, or any affiliated partner. Audience discretion is advised.
Attention on the battle fleet. This is Captain Ramaskus of the Imperial Star Cruiser Vox Arcona. Please listen carefully to the following announcement.
In accordance with the Codex Astartes, we hope that you have a productive trip to Arcona and arrive with the will to deliver the Emperor's judgment. Thank you.
Greetings, Crusaders. Welcome to Vox Arcona Mission 24, recording on Monday, November the 9th, 2015, and coming to you from the Battlefleet Charon in the segment.
Wait, we're live?
To share the fleet watch free day with Katsu. How you doing, man?
I am...
when I can speak.
When you can speak. Yay! I am great. It is as if the warp has overtaken me. It is a good pain.
Yeah,
for a couple of different reasons. We normally do this. Well, first off, work and life have been stupid here at the Voxar, here at the Battlefleet Charon. But we have had amazing news, and we are going to share a bunch of amazing news with you. And the first thing is, this is of course Vox Arcona Mission 24. And we know this, first off, because, well, we've done the previous 23. And second off, because of Rodrigo Belushi, who sent Holosuite Media an email and has stated, and I quote, or, well, it wasn't an email, it's through the Facebook page. And he says, "I need Vox Arcona Mission 24. You guys rock. Thanks for the podcast. See you in Alpha." And thank you, Rodrigo. You are why we do this. Well, and that and the fact that we get to play an awesome video game and then talk about it. Which which brings us to the news. And the news. Let's see. I think something very important happened here for Vox Arcona this week. And that would be...
In the words of a great social leader,
free at last! Freedom! Anyway, so we have some really good news, and that is that we have been on the horn with Behavior and with Katie and with all of the awesome Eternal, all the awesome to awesome Eternal Crusade people. Eventually, I'll learn to speak in proper English. And we have officially had our NDA released. We can talk about anything we want to, within reason, of course. And not only that, but we also have we've also been granted streaming rights, which unfortunately I have not even been able to touch because I work until this coming Wednesday. And I think you're not actually set up to stream, are you, Gig?
Oh, hell no.
Okay, well, we've got to get you set up to stream just in case you can stream when I can't.
True.
And I've got this week coming up. I go off shift for about a week, and so I will probably be throwing some streaming up during the day on the Holosuite Media Twitch, which is twitch.tv/Holosuite Media.
Come join us.
Or is it Holosuite? I forget.
Holosuite Media, yes.
No, Holosuite Media. I'd go look right now, but then you guys would be bombarded with A Worthy Opponent, which is Holosuite's Hearthstone podcast, with Autumn's Bane and Black Lace and Ugly Brute. Awesome guys and gal, and they've got probably a lot to talk about, being as BlizzCon just wrapped up yesterday.
Got a lot to talk about.
You know what? Blizzard can kiss my butt. I know I just got my account frozen now because I said that, but like, Diablo, look, like, okay, I'm a big, I have been a very big Blizzard fan, but the problem with being a big Blizzard fan is when they decide to do full CGI and full presentations of every single Blizzard game except Diablo 3. Then I kind of get upset, especially since most of the people in my house are Diablo 3 fans. So it becomes problematic.
You know what upsets me? Is when they turn around and say, you gotta wait a year before the next expansion.
Well, being as... Here's it for what? For Blizzard? For World of Warcraft? Yeah. What? That's not gonna be a year, is it?
September.
Oh, they announced it officially as September. Well, the thing is, Blizzard's been working on trying to get to a yearly release schedule, and as opposed to a 2.5 year, 3 year, shut up and you'll like it, you know, schedule.
True.
Anyway, none of that is why you are here. You are not here to listen to any of that crap. To poop on those games. No. You're here to listen to us talk about Eternal Crusade and not all the other inane crap we talk about. Or maybe some of the inane crap we talk about, because after all, we're amazing and they can't wait for our podcast. So, let us see. Like I said, I have been swamped. So, Darren, did you get a chance to check out Into the Warp?
I did, yes. I also noticed, I don't know if you noticed as well in your email, you had State of the Crusade 10 come through.
Oh, yes! State of the Crusade 10. That was pretty freaking sweet. Go ahead and...
very cool indeed.
Why don't you talk about End of the Warp, and I will dig up the State of the Crusade.
Sure.
Oh, sorry, yeah, by the way, guys, normally we have these awesome things called show notes, and show notes are these great, amazing things. We, on the other hand, just didn't do show notes today because,
we're kind of winging it.
This is sort of like a pants-off sort of day, you know? We're going to chill and have a good time.
As is stated in the State of Crusade letter, as much as the team didn't like Nathan's idea of Slanish Day instead of Hawaiian Shirt Day, this is our Slanish Day.
Yay!
Into the Warp number 40. We have Brent, Katie, and Alexi, to start with at least. Talking about the production update. The new melee update is coming in. Updates to the melee combat, which looks very nice. Looks a lot more fluid, as I think I stated on the last episode. the heavy attacks are extremely powerful. They're redoing the staggering mechanic. So now when you do get staggered, it actually looks and feels a lot more like you're staggered, you're stunned. Your screen kind of like goes blurry and you kind of shake about a bit. And it looks really awesome. I did notice actually when they were changing loadouts that Brent was playing as a Chaos Marine, and I did notice on the loadout selection he had their Traitor Combi Bolter.
Well, of course the Traitors are going to get Combi Bolters. They're not going to get Storm Bolters.
That'd be the Storm Bolter equivalent, I'm guessing. Yeah.
No, because the. Yeah, because go into the Chaos Codex. Chaos Marines don't get Storm Bolters. They get Combi Weapons. And they get the Combi Bolter, which is in tabletop. Combi Bolter is a twin-linked bolt gun, so it has rapid fire, but you twin-link it.
That's right.
Whereas Storm Bolters get Assault 2.
So I'm wondering how that will differentiate in the game terms.
Well, more to the point, that also means that you're going to see a higher preponderance of combi weapons on the Chaos side.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you probably have a better accuracy or whatnot, so. But
that'd be interesting to see.
Oh, yeah, definitely be interesting to see.
Oh, and they had the Demolitions loadout there as well, which I'm guessing is the Melty Bomb loadout.
Yes, that is the Melty Bomb loadout. I was in the client today, and it's got, you've got your standard Marine with a bolter, Marine with a plasma gun, and then it's got Marine with a Stalker bolter, and it says Demolition, and it's a bolter, but with Melty Bombs instead of frag grenades.
Awesome.
Yep. Which it works out because you like the Melty Bombs. I'm probably after this. I'm gonna do this. Then I'm gonna eat. And then I'm gonna spend some time with my family. And then I'm gonna go throw Melty Bombs at things. Because my work schedule has been absolutely murderous to like home life and the ability to play video games ever since ever since I wrapped that interview with Brent and Katie, mm-hmm. I have been nonstop just murdering myself at work. So
I know you feel, trust me.
Yeah. At least I didn't have to attend a shop meeting or something.
Yeah.
Oh.
Lovely, and I.
Right.
After the production update, we were introduced to Christine, the lead UI designer. I thought that was quite interesting, actually. She worked on Star Citizen before she got brought onto Eternal Crusade.
There's a lot of people who've worked on Star Citizen. Well, I mean, Behaviors producing the game or publishing the game.
Yeah, exactly.
So. But, it's sort of, and this is maybe for the Star Citizen podcast that Holosuite doesn't run, but... That's sort of making me nervous about Star Citizen if they're pulling people off of Star Citizen to make Eternal Crusade. Either that, or they're so close on Eternal Crusade that they're like, okay, if we pull 10 guys over, get them up to speed, and they crack out what needs to be done, we can push them back to the team. You know, we can push them back to their development team and... it gets Eternal Crusade out faster, which I'm happy about.
It depends on which one is closer to completion.
Yeah. Well, also, I'm convinced that there's a really good reason why I didn't spend any money on Star Citizen.
Because
that game's going to take forever. It may be a beautiful game that's really intricate and in-depth and got all kinds of cool features and stuff, but I'm really glad I did not invest money in Star Citizen. But to be honest, for those of you that don't really know too much about game development as a whole, what you will generally have is you will have a handful of dedicated staffers per game, and then you will have a bunch of floating talent that bounces between games. So that's also what this could be.
That's fine.
That this could just be floating talent that's moved through the studio to handle projects and then bounce back out.
Well, I mean, she's a lead designer.
Well, maybe that's how deep they go. There's like, look, there's Katie, Brent, Nathan, and then there's Noah and M- Michael, and then that's really it. Like, everybody else is just, oh yeah, and Human, and then there's just everybody else. They just kind of, we just kind of move in lead developers, you know, whenever. It's how we roll. Anyway.
what I found quite interesting about her introduction, though, was that they mentioned about the loadout screen, where you're going to be able to change your loadouts, and I reckon they're going to try and get that in the next 2 months. So hopefully by the new year, we'll be able to be moving around in our loadouts and stuff.
Awesome. So, speaking of new things, we cover everything for End of the Warp. Was the Q&A particularly
one other thing on the Q&A that I found quite interesting? Brent did let slip one little thing. He mentioned there was a couple of questions in the Q&A, but this particular one he let slip about something called ground assault, which Nathan was kind of like, you know, a little bit about. And apparently this ground assault will be a new class that they're going to be introducing. Sounds like it's going to cross between assault and tactical.
A new class?
Of sorts, yeah.
Well, the thing is this. They've stated that they still haven't added the storm shield yet.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is this. The ground... Oh, ground assault. I'm a dummy. That's not even news. That's an assault marine without a jump pack. And they've talked about that for a while.
Yeah, it was also mentioned in the State of the Crusade. In a particular part, they mentioned about tested 3 maps, 3 game modes. Added Blood Angels and Night Lords, plasma cannon, plasma pistol, blah blah blah. We're going back to forcing in the Melter Bomb, testing an updated version of the Promethean map while we're ready ourselves for the brand new map, the Storm Bolter, and even a new class. And that was mentioned in the State of the Crusade.
Yeah. Well, the new class, see, that had me looking, but now that I think about it, because in our interview, Brent mentioned the fact, because we were talking about how you had to get melee down or else the Eldar, it's what we've talked about before, you have to get melee down or else the Eldar and the Orcs are going to suffer for it.
That's right.
Brent said in the interview that the Storm Shield was going to be the Space Marines' answer to the melee system. Sort of. You know, that's not a direct quote, but it's close.
Well, yeah, but I mean, until now, we assumed that was going to be just, you know, a loadout selection for the tactical.
It's not Storm Shield, no. You equip assaults with it, you equip Terminators with it, but you don't equip
tactical marines.
I was about to say, you don't equip tactical marines. What kind of 40k do you play? Asshole. You're that guy. And that leads us to the State of the Crusade, right?
Mm-hmm.
State of the Crusade 10, or as I like to say, State of the Crusade X. State of the Crusade X. X for extreme. X for Eternal Warriors. Those of you who are in warrior packs, they have started letting you guys in. So definitely, if you haven't received an email, which you should have received an email, but if you didn't, make sure you're checking your founder pack. Make sure you are, at this point, we've got captains in the door, we've got sergeants in the door, and we've got some warriors in. They're letting more of them in because they're
2,500 so far, I think.
Well, that was the first wave. I don't know how many they've let in since then. I'd have to go and dig in the forums to find that answer. But no. At this point, we're letting warriors in. The goal that they mentioned was to have warriors in at the end of all the warriors in by the end of the month. Get in, play the games. Mm-hmm. Blow things up, which they've already had to take, you know, the Melta bombs created a situation where they had to take the servers down, which is something I haven't really seen them have to do. So that's a good thing. They've also mentioned that, you know, they're putting in more people because this gives them, you know, in this, you know, at this situation, I think we had close to 6,000 captains. We had a crap ton of sergeants and a crap ton of warriors. That's already, just figuring in the captains, that's 6,000 potential, you know, chaos causers, you know, in this game that they've been able to finagle, fine tweak, clean up the game. And then that's, you know, then the sergeants, now the warriors, like everybody is coming in. And they're getting down to, you know, balancing. It's no longer a matter of, oh, let's clean all of this up. But at this point, you know, we've still got a ways to go. They're probably not going to release this game till next Christmas, or at least push it into beta. This is, I mean, we're looking at the long haul here. But even then, you know, like Darren was just saying, you know, we've put out the Blood Angels, the Night Lords, Plasma Cannon, Plasma Pistol, Power Sword, Power Axe, Melta Bombs coming in. There are three maps, well, two, but one has a siege thing. You've already seen tons of new stuff coming out. There are 20,000, 21,000 or so feedback posts. The first impressions thread in the closed alpha forum has close to 630, I think, posts at this point.
Yeah, something like that.
At this point, there's a list of about half a dozen to a dozen streamers that have their NDA lifted. Obviously, we have ours lifted as well. They are looking at... what is it? I love the last line in the State of the Crusade, which, yeah, by the way, listen to the State of the Crusade. But now come join us, because at our development velocity, I think we'll be on Steam Early Access faster than expected. Isn't that the best way to get more skulls for the Skull Throne? Which is true, because we're, you know, look at this. Like, there's been a joke about hitting turbo. Like, at this point, we have gone from... we're going to let in, you know, 3 months ago, it was like, oh, we're going to start letting in captains. And now we've got warriors, which means damn near every founder is now in the game. If you haven't, it's because you're not paying attention, or you're just not, you know, keeping track of the game you paid money for, which that's your fault, not ours. Anyway, that sounds kind of brusque, kind of rude. I'm kind of rude. Is that who I am now? Anyway. See if you catch that reference. Anyway.
You know what I thought of when I read that Go Turbo?
What's up?
As soon as I read that, I thought Power Rangers Turbo.
Okay.
It do turbo!
Awesome.
Power Rangers Nathan.
Power Rangers Nathan. That's going to be the name. That's it. That's today's show. Power Rangers Nathan. I guess we should... that's really what we had. There's no Graham McNeil story, so that's sort of sad.
Come on, Graham, tell us why the Dark Angels are in charge.
Oh, yeah. so, I can't talk about that. Anyway. Anyway. So, let me back up a little bit to talk about the interview we did with Brent and Katie. Because Darren already knows, Gigabyte already knows this, so I'm not spoiling this for him. But Katie and Brent gave us three captain's packs to give away. And we are going to work on a way to let the best person win.
Yeah.
We're going to find something to let the best person win. I would like to... I'd like to do something for our Twitter page. I'd like to do something maybe for iTunes, or just a giveaway of some kind, or just a random draw of some kind. We're gonna work the details out on that once I have a minute. Once we have a minute to catch our breath. Yeah. I'd love to do a meme contest. That's me. Like, I want to see a 40k meme contest. But yeah, no, these are full captain's packs, so you'd be able to jump right in. You'd get, I think it's 40,000
40,000 points.
Yeah, it's like 40,000 Rogue Trader points. So you'd be able to get whatever you want in the Rogue Trader store once it goes live. I'm sitting here looking at the codes right now. There's like three of them. They're so sweet. They love me. Anyway, but anyway, so that's that. Let's see. Because this is the non-show notes edition, we're going freestyle. Oh yeah. Speaking of, so last week we talked about the Betrayal at Kalth box set, right?
Oh yes.
Well, it is live on the GW site.
Yes.
For,
I did notice.
Delivering to UK. Come on, don't do that to me.
£95.
95 yep. of your English bones.
or $150. Do you see the hex thing? Like, what's the hex thing about?
I don't know, but it does remind me of Space Hulk.
Yeah, well, the thing is this. I think Execution Force, the board game Execution Force, uses hexes as well.
Yes, yeah. I think this looks like an addition to the Horus Heresy board game.
Really?
Do you remember that?
No. I know the Horus Heresy board game, but that's not where you'd also include... because the Horus Heresy board game takes place circa the Battle for Terra. And this is Imperial. This is Ultramarines against Word Bearers.
Well, that doesn't mean it's normal. Betrayal of the Council was a lot longer before that, wasn't it?
Yeah, exactly. This is right at the beginning of the Age of Darkness.
40K timeline.
Oh god! Clearly, we need to do more lore.
We should actually get back to lore at some point.
Yeah, we should. We, I don't know, whatever words. But anyway,
I do like the books collection though. Have you seen that?
Right.
Mm-mm. The Betrayal of Kalth books collection. McCrag's Honor.
Oh, yeah.
The Honored and the Unburdened.
Yep, yep. And then you can buy it as a whole set for $244.
Yes.
Okay, so in the box, because we were like, oh, yeah, there's stuff. There's a Captain in Terminator armor, a Dark Apostle, a Contemptor Dreadnought armed with Multi-Melta or Twin Assault Cannon, 5 Cataphracti Terminators, 30 Legion Tactical Marines in Mark IV armor. Huge selection of weapons, blah, 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 blah.
Loads.
4 double-sided boards, beautifully printed on thick cardstock, representing the caverns under Kalth, where the desperate struggle between the Ultramarines and the Word Bearers took place. A 48-page book, including introduction to the battle on Kalth, comprehensive rules and scenarios for playing the game, overview of the Word Bearers and the Ultramarines, and a showcase of included miniatures. 42 command and reference cards, 12 dice, and an array of markers for use in-game. Blah, blah, blah. And other measurements as well.
Count them. I know you won't.
Right. So, yeah, the Kalth is the thing, which, first off, it's on the GW site, which makes it, like, official?
Official, yes.
Yeah, it makes it official. Let's see what's in the, let's look at the pre-orders. By the way, the captain looks hoss. Either that or he's a, no, that's right. It's Captain in Terminator armor. So he looks, he looks hoss. He's got like the drum
Dude's
mag
got a combi
on his
weapon.
Yeah, it's a drum mag on the combi bolter. He's got this cataphracti armor, which is ridiculously awesome looking.
Chain fist.
And a chain fist. Nothing's wrong with a chain fist. Okay, so here's the deal. There are 6 items in GW pre-order. There is the Kalth box set. There's the Kalth box set and story collection. There is the story collection. There is The Honored and the Unburdened, which are 2 of the 3 books in the story collection. And then there's the Betrayal at Kalth ebook painting guide. So in other words, if you're looking for anything, it's going to be Kalth.
Pretty much.
And the new releases is all Tau stuff. So the Tau are awesome and all, but they're also being like, by the way, Horus Heresy 30K, which, by the way, if you're going to... This is my take, because right now you can order 30K stuff from Forge World, and it is expensive as hell, because it's Forge World.
True.
if you are wanting... And this is something I'm conflicted, because, first off, these models are gorgeous. They are absolutely beautiful. And if you are wanting to get 30K playable and get 30K where GW will put it into your stores in a much wider variety, because from what I've been told, if like here in the US, I don't know how it is in the UK, but here in the US, every physical box set that is being sold in a brick and mortar retail store is already out and in stores, it's going to be released in stores. There's not a warehoused stock of this, which means that what's out, what has been shipped to stores, is what is going to be in stores until after the holidays. So either
I wouldn't be surprised for it to be the same over here, to be honest.
Right. So either get them now and show them that this is something you're interested in, or be prepared to find it online, or be prepared to go to eBay and spend 2 to 3 times as much, because there are already people pre-selling their copies on eBay because they're going to go the day of, buy the game, and then resell it for triple the value.
That's right.
So anyway, so that is what we have. Again, we're kind of shooting from the hip today. We don't really have a lore segment. We're going to get back to lore segments and whatnot. Things have just been kind of weird and crazy around here for us in to real life. And of course, we already told you about our wonderful quotable individual. So, I'm kind of hitting a wall here today, man.
Yeah, I'm kind of stuck for stuff right now.
Right?
That's what happens when we wing it, I suppose.
Well, don't worry, guys. We're going to be looking at maybe changing up our broadcast format a little bit and actually playing in-game while we talk about what goes on. So definitely keep a listen to us here. Check us out on Twitter at VoxArcona. Send us an email, voxarcona@gmail.com. And, you know, we will definitely, as soon as we get the information, we'll pass it along to you guys. As soon as we find out things, we're going to pass them along to you here on Vox Arcona. So,
and remember to stay tuned for more details about the competition to win the pack.
Yes, because we are, like I said, we're going to put three packs out for grabs. We're going to work on details, and we will have that available for you. For seeing as this is episode 24, we're going to make our 25th episode talk about our contests that we're going to release. So it's going to be a fun episode because that's like a quarter of a significant milestone for a podcast. In fact, hell, a lot of podcasts don't make 25.
Yep,
so.
Precisely.
Yep, yep. So here's what we're going to do for today. We're going to go ahead and wrap it now. I am Katsu. He is Gigabyte. We are Vox Arcona.
The Adeptus Terra thanks you for tuning into tonight's broadcast of Vox Arcona, a production of Holosuite Media. Be sure to check our website, iTunes, or Stitcher Satellite Radio for our remastered VoxCasts and more. You can follow us on Twitter at VoxArcona. Or if you have any questions or comments, please send an email to voxarcona@gmail.com. Return next week for yet another communique from the Vox Arcona.